Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy, did you ever get in a fight?
Yeah, I've been in two fights.
Really?
Two fights, yeah.
Okay, who won?
I think by decision, not by knockout, but by decision, I think I won.
Okay, all right.
How about you?
No, not really. I mean, I've been in those where you shove back and forth, and it's like, you want to go? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
You're like, please.
It's not really a fight.
Let's not really go.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you're really both testing each other out to see, you know,
who's
the other one's
going
to do something,
yeah.
But you're hoping no one does. So, yeah, I've never really been in a fight. Actually, truth is, I've been clocked before, like punched.
Ooh, in the face?
Yeah, it was
really?
Like more of a cheap shot. It wasn't in the middle of a shoving back and forth. You want to go? It was just like surprise clocked.
Ooh,
and but yeah, I didn't. I've never thrown.
Really?
Never thrown down on anybody. No.
Well, I mean, mine were only fifth grade, so I don't even know if that counts.
Uh-huh,
but yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I was angry.
Right. Well, I was at South Center last night with my family, and I witnessed two separate incidences where. I just wanted to tell people, like, hey, it's going to be okay. Slow down. Like,
yeah.
You know, one was a man verbally abusing his woman. And as they walked through Nordstrom and two small children following behind.
Yeah.
And it was disgusting. It was it was just nasty. And I really felt that awkward tension of, do you do something? Like, what do you do here? And but it was just I don't know, left just a nasty feeling on the inside, like, this is no way to live. And then I went out to the parking lot and was waiting for my wife and daughter and niece. But as I'm walking through the parking lot, a car drives by, and then some people were apparently upset that, I don't know what, maybe the car was too fast or too close to them or something, but another man with his family, little children, just goes off yelling obscenities and wanting the person to come back to fight. And I was just like, man, what's going on here? And people are living on edge, which is, I think, no way to live. So I want to talk a little bit about how to be a peaceable person and maybe some steps to a chillax life.
That sounds good.
Yeah. One thought is to laugh more, see the humor, the irony, the silliness, and really something I believe in so much is you have to laugh at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just do. And
yeah.
I think when we take ourselves too seriously, we get too serious about life in general and everyone else. So laugh more. Watch funny stuff, for crying out loud. It helps.
Yeah.
You know? Another thought is to remind yourself not everyone's out to get you. I mean, I think it's rare, honestly. You know, occasionally it does happen. Someone does something terrible. But, man, not everyone's out to get
you. It's not a big conspiracy.
No. You don't want to be one of those paranoid, crazy types, do you?
No, thanks.
Weren't we looking at a video? I don't know if it was this week or last week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh, I do.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a guy who puts out videos regularly, and it's so ridiculous. But he is paranoid, delusional, crazy. With a big dose of religion put in there. And yeah, it's just watching it. It helps me. Like I laugh at his humor and then also I'm thinking, don't ever become that. So yeah. Another thought, ask yourself, is this battle really worth it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the best possible outcome? What really do you have to gain here?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the worst possible outcome? And you know, maybe you need to ask, is it worth this battle? Is it worth poisoning a relationship over?
Hmm.
I think that's often the potential outcome when we choose to get into a battle with someone. It's dropping poison in that relationship. Value people. Just decide, I will have no enemies. This is something I do personally. I've made a decision. I have no enemies. Now, you know, the Bible talks about love your enemies. So apparently it gives us room to have enemies, but this is what I think about that. I don't think the Bible's giving us license to make enemies.
Mm.
I think the Bible's acknowledging the fact that others will make an enemy of you.
Sure.
And I think that's something we have to realize. Like, if it's up to someone else and they choose that I'm their enemy, okay, like, but I don't make a list of enemies.
So right now in your notebook, you don't have a list of people.
No. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I mean, as Christians, really, do we want that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, what is that list? Is it people that if we had a little voodoo doll, we'd put pins in? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. So
right.
I get it. I might be on someone else's list, but I don't keep a list.
Right.
Yep. All right. Unplug, rest, slow down. You know, the Bible really talks about a need for Sabbath, and Sabbath is the idea of not working, of taking a break, of unplugging.
You have that?
Yeah, I try. I mean, you know, the truth is I am embarrassed of myself about how much work it is to put the phone down, to really sit and enjoy a meal without picking it back up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a sign, I think, that when rest is work, that's what's happening.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, to go through a meal and not pick up your phone, that's telling you
something. Taking discipline, yeah.
Yeah, rest is actually work now, and that's not good. Mm-hmm. And I think what needs to happen is we need it regularly enough where we actually know how to do it and look forward to it. Mm. We have like a Saturday pizza night that we've been doing. My daughter loves it, looks forward to it, won't let it go, you know, knows it's coming. And I think we need that same thing with rest. Like, yeah, we anticipate it, expect it, look forward to it, know how to do it. Romans 12, verse 18 says, if possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
Yep.
That verse is really talking about your part. You know, it recognizes the fact that others may not have peace with you, but as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. So you can only control your part, what depends on you. As far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
See you Saturday for pizza night.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.